Hey there. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. Okay, so now is the time of day when we take a leisurely stroll through the news. We look around, we smell the flowers, we laugh, we chuckle at the funny garden gnomes. We call it the ramble. Matt Martinez, you going to help me out on this?
I am. I'm starting out with Michael Jackson. For him, there is no place like Neverland. Jacko has reportedly reached a deal to save his Neverland ranch. It was scheduled to go up to auction next week, but the gloved one is all safe. He's apparently...
Phew!
Yeah. He purchased a 2,500-acre estate in California's wine country many years ago. And he turned it, you know, into his personal playground. Had a zoo stocked with exotic animals.
Of course.
And more than a dozen amusement park rides. But he hasn't lived there since his acquittal on child molestation charges in 2005.
So it just sits there? It's not open to the public,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there are a couple of websites that have, you know, before and after how it's deteriorated over the years. And it's kind of sad, actually, when you look at it. And, you know, this news could be a major disappointment to soccer star David Beckham, because Bex was interested in buying Neverland Ranch.
Really?
Why? I don't know. Why? If you've seen it, I mean, it's unique. It's unique. That's a word for it. I don't know, maybe for his kids, but his kids are going to be kids for maybe 10 more years.
And plus, would you really want to run around that place by yourself? You would get lost.
I know. Like, just straggling llamas all over the place.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about how the housing crisis in France, yes, there is one, it's gotten to such proportions that people are going to fairly drastic measures to find somewhere to live. Apparently, housing is so tight and expensive that there are often signs posted in windows advertising rent in exchange for sexual favors.
It doesn't say that. It says services.
Services, you're right. It says services. But as a reporter for France's daily newspaper, Libération, found out, sometimes the service is indeed simple housekeeping duties, but often the requests are more like this, quote, sex twice a month, a tenant who is, quote, open in spirit and elsewhere, and flat in exchange for libertine services. It's an issue that gained notoriety in the book My Dear Studies. It's the story of a 19-year-old undergrad who started selling her body to pay the rent. And apparently it's not that there's a lack of apartments in France. There are more empty properties in Paris than in London. It's simply that sky-high property prices are shutting many people out of the market. We should say this is probably not happening to a large degree, but that's why we put it in the ramble.
Well, this is a story about large women on stage. Now, if you've ever been to a ballet, you'll notice that the tiniest ballerinas get all of the attention because they're the ones that are flung around on stage.
Yes.
And it's always fun to see tiny people being flung around.
Always.
What? Okay. But it's not the case for one British ballet company whose new recruiting model seems to be bigger is better. Ballet Laurent is recruiting 12 pregnant women to start in a dance production alongside 6 professional ballet dancers.
No.
And yeah, I know it was
the
idea.
Safe.
I don't know. It was the idea of the ballet's art director. She's pregnant herself. She says she wants to, quote, share the beauty of what it's like to carry the life of another within you. So no dance experience is required. I didn't mean to sound sarcastic or snotty about that. I apologize about the share the beauty part. Anyway, so no dance experience is required. Women just have to be up to 32 weeks pregnant by the time of the performance in May. Any further along than that, maybe not. We don't want any happy accidents happening on stage.
See, my theory is they're not actually dancing. They are probably being used as props.
Right.
I mean, the dance is happening around them because,
yeah,
you know, it's
or,
just
you
not
know, they
safe.
May be, they may be doing, I don't know.
Little pirouettes? You don't know. Pliés.
Something. Yes.
Clearly, you and I are not the ones who should be talking about the ballet story.
No.
Beer, however, is something we can talk about. Guinness, a 6-foot-tall pint of Guinness, is apparently missing from a garage in suburban Detroit. The extra-large green pint glass-shaped Guinness is actually, it's not a real beer, it's a costume that was flown to Michigan from Ireland to be used as advertising. St. Patrick's Day is coming up, of course, next week. It was worn as a Halloween costume earlier this year and was being stored in the garage before it actually disappeared. The costume is valued at $3,000 and is only one of 2 such costumes in the U.S. How do they know that? They did a survey of all the costume stores in America to find out if there were only 2. Anyway, the police may not need the luck of the Irish to solve this one. St. Patrick's Day is indeed Monday, So it's likely someone will notice this huge pint. Then again, people may have had a few Guinnesses themselves. Guinness? How do we say the plural of Guinness?
I think it's Guinnesses.
Guinnesses?
That's going to be pretty hard to miss, a giant thing like that. Well, speaking of St. Patrick's Day, we have our second annual BPP Bake Off coming up on Monday. This time, it's the battle between our two Irish lushes. Lashes. Oh, my God. I did not mean to say that. Irish lasses. Patricia Ann Catherine Roach McKinney and Caitlin Scott Chavon Kenny. They'll be making Irish soda bread, so tune in on Monday to find out if Caitlin can hold on to her title as BPP Bake Off champ. That was a total slip of the tongue. I did not mean to say that.
Mm-hmm. Good thing you're the boss. Hey, folks, that's Ramble. You can find these stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.